Jody Potts-Joseph is perhaps the most well-known rookie in the race. Her daughter, Quanna Chasing Horse, is a high-fashion model, and both are outspoken environmental advocates. And now, Potts-Joseph is making a name for herself along the trail. On her way to McGrath, her team ran into the unexpected.
On this trail going up into the hills, I just came around a corner and there's a bison standing in the middle of the trail.
Other mushers had encountered the bison. Because of a heavy snowpack this year, the animals have been using the hardened Iditarod trail. In an interview with the Iditarod Insider, Potts-Joseph described how her dogs went wild when they saw the bison, which appeared ready to charge. She pulled out her gun to shoot some shots to scare it, but the gun misfired. It just clicked.
So I was just grabbing sticks and throwing it at it and hollering and didn't do anything. It was just standing there and it still was just pawing and looking pissed off.
At a loss for what to do next, she remembered a story from her grandmother who fended off a bear outside her cabin by hollering at it in her native Han Gwich'in language. And the bear turned around and walked away. The musher thought it was worth a try against the bison.
That was my last resort, so I just said, Uncle Chin Chad, Chichune Huchina, and that bison like popped its head up and then just turned around and trotted on down the trail. I almost can't believe it myself.
In her language, she repeated the exact words her grandmother used against the bear. Go away, have mercy on us, leave us alone. She said her grandmother was right. Animals do understand Gwich'in. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.